The English Renaissance. The English Renaissance cannot be considered apart from its European context. The Renaissance, which flourished in Northern Europe during the 16th century, was in many ways very different from that which had taken place in Italy a century before. The Italian Renaissance was a time of great political instability, whereas in Northern Europe the Renaissance was delayed and filtered by the Reformation. But it was based upon a relatively stable society in which the church's power and influence were already reduced thanks to the reforms instituted by Henry VIII. This spirit of reform continued under the reign of Elizabeth I. The open questioning mentality of the Elizabethans was encouraged by the Queen and her advisers until the late 16th century, when the conservative forces of the Counter-Reformation began to take control of Europe. We can say that with the king, the Catholic king, James I, the spirit was not supported any longer. The study of classical cultures, Latin and Greek, but also Hebrew, which for centuries had been neglected or suppressed, was reborn, and it is from this rebirth that the Renaissance takes its name. The ideas and civilizations of ancient Rome and Greece began to spread. This culture had partly been suppressed by the Catholic Church during the Middle Ages because of its paganism and spirit of free inquiry. Furthermore, in the Renaissance, the spread of learning was assisted by the technology of the printing press, brought to England by William Caxton in 1476. A consequence of this was the extension of literacy beyond clerics and monks. A key figure of Renaissance humanism in Northern Europe was Erasmus of Rotterdam, who published a new Latin version of the Greek Bible in 1516, convinced that Latin could also become a lingua franca. In a certain respect, we can say that the Renaissance was an age of confusion, because old medieval ideas of myth and astrology coexisted with the new progressive discoveries of science and philosophy. It's also true, however, that many commonplaces of the medieval mentality, the idea of fixed destiny, and the benign or malign influence of stars and planets, for example, were reinterpreted in a way that permitted a new vision of man as an autonomous being possessing free will. The centrality of man. During the Renaissance, the human figure in human thought and action began to take precedence over the divine sphere which had dominated the medieval period, giving rise to a cultural movement called humanism. Men, in this context the Western male, became the center of artistic, cultural and moral inquiry and was exalted as the center of the universe, while various others, including women and colonized savages, were situated at its margins. In fact, although we generally think of this period as the beginning of the road towards progress, it's important to consider that this progress was possible thanks to the expansionist policies of the great European trading nations. These policies, which created the economic and social conditions for the development of modernity, which involved the conquest and economic exploitation of countries in Africa, Asia, and the Americas.